Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome once again to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. We thank you for joining us here on our Sunday edition, Sunday, July 24th, 2011. And here we are talking about, again, the week in natural news, the week in natural news ending 7/23/2011. Again, we thank you for joining us. If you're listening in, we realize that we have listeners from all over the world. And tonight we'll be talking about three major issues, and we're looking forward, as usual, to Dr. Morgan calling in. I see that he's calling in now. Just a second here. Okay, Dr. Morgan, are you there?
Yes, hi, Dr. Henry. How are you doing this evening?
We're doing good, thank you. The show just started, and would you go ahead and welcome and introduce yourself, Dr. Morgan, again, to our listeners, those who may be joining us for the first time. Dr. Morgan and myself discuss every week when available some of the stories that have come out during the week regarding natural health and natural medicine, and just stories in general that may have an effect on natural medicine. And so would you go ahead and introduce yourself again, Dr. Morgan, for those who may not have heard you before.
A pleasant good afternoon to all our listeners. Not only here in the United States, but worldwide. Welcome to another evening of where we discuss health issues. Dr. Henry and myself are naturopathic doctors, and we generally discuss issues that affect the everyday person. So this evening, we look forward, and I personally look forward, Dr. Henry, to discussing some of the relevant issues that were in the news this week.
All right, thank you. And now, if you're listening in and you want to call in with a question or a comment, you can do so by calling in at 917-889-2207. Again, that's 917-889-2207. Now, if you're not in the United States, you can join us at Blog Talk Radio / Blue Zone Wellness, and we have the chat room open, and you can send in a chat question on our chat area, a comment. Again, we thank you for listening, and we will be right back after this brief message to start our discussion.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. This is Keith Henry, ND, with Dr. Orit Morgan this week with your week in natural news ending the week of 7/23/2011. We'll be looking at and discussing three of the many stories that came out this week concerning health. The first one we'll look at is the announcement of Medicare that they will continue to cover or pay for the breast cancer drug Avastin, even though the FDA itself has recommended that this drug can no longer or should no longer be used since it has proved neither safe or effective in large trials. We'll also be looking at an article that came out regarding Tylenol. And we asked the question, should Tylenol ever be taken, and are there any natural alternatives just as good or more effective and less dangerous than Tylenol? And finally, we'll talk about what we call a superfood, spirulina, and look at this food and see whether or not it's actually one of the most powerful, quote, superfoods that God has given man. And so we'll start off talking about this article that was published on July the 20th at naturalnews.com. And it was entitled, Medicare Announces It Will Continue to Cover Drugs Even If the FDA Bans Them as Dangerous for Humans. And the article goes on to say, quote, officials with Medicare say the government health care program will continue paying for drugs even if the Food and Drug Administration revoke their safe and effective status. And it says, according to Don McLeod, a spokesman for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, the health care programs will continue to hand over taxpayer money to doctors and pharmacies that prescribe the breast cancer drug Avastin, even though the FDA recommended last month that it no longer be used to treat the disease because it's not proven either safe or effective in large trials. And I'll stop there for a minute so we can discuss this just a little bit before we get into actually how much this drug cost. And also just even the idea that once they become aware of, you know, something has to be pretty bad for the FDA, you know, to actually come out and recommend it stop being used. And yet Medicare and Medicaid, they're saying pretty much, you know, even though, yeah, we know that maybe it's dangerous and not effective, but we're going to continue to pay for it anyway. And on top of that, use taxpayers' money to do so. You have any comments or thoughts on that, Dr. Morgan?
Yes, Dr. Henry. It's very troubling. And I hope it is to our listeners to know that we, the taxpayer, have to foot the cost of not just one drug, but this drug in particular, Avastin, which you remember that, Dr. Henry, you remember some years ago they pretty much lynched Comfrey?
Yes, yes.
And there was a death. This lady died, and her death was related to the use of Comfrey.
Right.
And the FDA and others jumped on Comfrey and on those who sold Comfrey that until today, if you go to the health food store to buy Comfrey, you will see, number one, you can't get it in capsules because anything sold in capsules is generally for internal purposes. They wanted to ban Comfrey, but for whatever, they weren't able to. Yet today, if you go to the store to buy Comfrey, it's only in powdered form, and it says for external use only.
Wow. And Dr. Morgan, would you tell the listeners, for those who may not be aware, exactly what Comfrey is used for in natural medicine?
Yes, Comfrey is a herb naturally grown, just like you would grow celery, broccoli, you name it. So it's not something, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at a plant of it in our backyard. All right, and it's a herb that's used for sprains, strains, broken bones. It's called a bone knitter. It's used for congestive problem, in other words, respiratory problems. It's also extremely good for ulcers. And it's good for pain. It's a very good pain reliever. And it has a host of other benefits. Now, I'm not saying it's a cure-all, but so far it has proven effectively in treating many or relieving many conditions and many of the drugs on the market. As a matter of fact, I had an experience with Comfrey. I related this before, but just for our listeners to show how good it is. Celebrex, which causes kidney failure, heart attack, stroke, liver failure, and a whole host of other problems, major problems. I recommended the use of Comfrey instead of the Celebrex that a friend of mine did not want to take the Celebrex because of some back pain she had from a minor accident. And sure enough, within 14 days, no more health issue, no more back problem. The Comfrey took care of it.
Wow.
So Comfrey is extremely good. So what I'm saying, Dr. Henry, and to your listeners, why did the FDA got on the backs of those who sold Comfrey for them not to use it internally, right? And yet, look at Avastin, a drug that, one, proved dangerous, two, proved ineffective, and yet our tax dollars, taxpayer money, is supposed to continue paying for this drug. I do believe it's because of how much money this drug is making. Do you care to tell our listeners how much money this drug makes a year?
Well, actually,
not a year, but so far.
Okay, and I'll refer back quickly to this article, and it's interesting to see just how much it costs us, and I guess from that we can extrapolate about probably how much they're making. It says here that the article goes on to continues to say, quote, the FDA decision when it comes does not affect CMS, said McLeod, who's the spokesman, which is this drug Avastin. The drug will still be on the market. Doctors will still be prescribing it, and we will continue to pay for it. The article goes on to say some private insurers have also said they are likely to continue paying for the drug, and I'm still quoting now, regardless of the FDA's decision, which is not due until later this year. And that's fine what a private company wants to do with its resources or at the discretion of its customers and investors. But when taxpayers are footing the bill about $8,000 a month for most average Avastin users, why should they be forced to pay for ineffective or dangerous medications? End quote. So basically what they're saying is that for the average Avastin user, and Avastin is a breast cancer drug,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying for most users of this drug, there's a cost of $8,000 per month. Now, let me add this. The article goes on to say that Roche's U.S. unit, Genentech, which manufactures Avastin, had $6.2 billion worth of global sales of Avastin in 2010. In the U.S. alone, sales topped $3.1 billion, as reported in Reuters news agency. So now you can begin to see, as you noted, that there are significant amounts of profits to be made, and that could very well be why certain not only Medicare and Medicaid is going to continue to pay for it, but also certain private companies, which, again, is their prerogative to do. But you would have to wonder, why would insurance companies and private insurers continue to pay for a drug given the cost of health insurance, and why would Medicare and Medicaid continue to fund it knowing that not only is it, according to the FDA, is it not effective, but it's also dangerous? And so I think it goes back to what we've talked about in the past is that, and as you noted with Comfrey, there's a raid against a natural substance such as Comfrey, a very effective herb, which has been used for a long time in herbology and in natural medicine, and a raid is made against that. But at the same time, even the FDA, which is very surprising, you know how usually they're typically in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. But here they've come out and they've said, look, this drug really it shouldn't even be given because it's not effective and it also is dangerous. And yet even Medicare and Medicaid are going to keep funding this drug. And especially when you think about, you know, the quote crisis now that we're having with Medicare and Medicaid and with the inability to be able to pay for it and all of the talk in the media and in politics about the cost of health care. This is a perfect example of why the healthcare costs are spiraling so far out of control.
You know, Dr. Henry, thanks for that. But, you know, what I'm wondering, or what I'm thinking about, the fact that a drug takes, say, $120 million just to go through the testing process and all that, you know, and to get it on the market. you know, none of these companies are going to spend, is going to spend $120 million like that and see the money, the investment go down the drain. However, yeah, so that is why we, the public, have to be aware of the fact that once these companies put so much money in putting a drug on the market, they are going to have their lobbies, right, to lobby the FDA, the CDC, Medicare, and all of these other, Medicaid and all of these other places, no matter how dangerous the drug is, no matter how ineffective it is, because they have put millions of dollars in it. But, you know, what hurts me, two things, is look at the amount of money that they have made back. You can't tell me that with the worldwide sale of being $6.2 billion so far, right, and U.S. sale alone is $3.1 billion, so that's half of the worldwide sale. These people have made back tons of times of the amount of money they invested in that drug. But
that's
it shows
true.
That these people have an addiction to make profit, even when they are taking the lives of others, that an ineffective drug, a dangerous drug like this, right, is still on the market and is still being sold. Why is Comfrey? I go back to Comfrey. Why is Comfrey not on the market then? I don't sell Comfrey, right? The point is, though, right, you could not get a patent for Comfrey, right? So, therefore, they have no interest in seeing Comfrey on the market. But because this company can have a patent for this drug, it can lobby the government for the 17 years that it will have that patent for, and make billions of dollars, while at the same time it puts so many lives at risk.
And this is true. This is true. And you would think that notwithstanding the company's right to make money, and I believe in the right of a company to make money, but at the same time, I think it's to some degree the responsibility of our leaders to people who are in these positions first of all, it's the responsibility of the people to be educated in what's going on, and the same way the lobbyists go in on behalf of the pharmaceutical companies, et cetera. The people need to also stress and say, look, you know, you're not going to take our rights away to use herbs like Comfrey, for instance, while at the same time giving the right to a company or a pharmaceutical company or whoever else it is to hoist these drugs upon us without giving us due or without at least putting it out so that the people, or at least forcing them, even in their, to a great extent, even in than they do in their advertisements now, because if you think about it, the average consumer, and it's not, you know, you can't blame it all on the pharmaceutical companies, but they do have mega amounts of money to do advertising, and they have, like you said before, they have these lobbyists, but at the same time, I believe it's incumbent upon them, at least the FDA and those people who know, for instance, like when it comes out, when the FDA says, look, we recommend that this drug be taken off, be not recommended, not only is it not effective, but it's also dangerous. Now, at what point, when the leaders of these particular agencies know of this, at what point should they say, okay, we're no longer going to fund it, at least not with taxpayers' money? Now, if a private company wants to keep funding it, that's on them. But at what point should they become responsible and say, okay, we as the guardians of the public trust, we're not going to use taxpayers' money to fund drugs that we know to be ineffective and dangerous, while at the same time they will attack, as you mentioned, an herb like Comfrey. And for those who may have just joined in, either on chat or around the world, or you can contact us at Blue Zone Wellness. I'm sorry, blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. And we're talking about an article. One of the stories we're talking about is an article that came out that said that Medicare announces that they're going to continue to cover the drug Avastin, which is a breast cancer drug, even though the FDA has come out and has pointed out that this drug is not only not effective, but it's not safe. And yet Medicare and Medicaid have come out and they're going to continue to use taxpayers' dollars to fund the distribution of this drug. And we were just, myself and Dr. Morgan, we were just talking about how imprudent we find this to be. And you know, like we said before, a private company can do what they will. But a company that is, or rather the government officials who are overseeing Medicare and Medicaid, it's their part of their responsibility to oversee how this money is being spent. And we find it very imprudent while they will malign an herb like comfrey and move to take it off of the market, an herb which is so very beneficial to so many, while at the same time advocating and paying, taking taxpayers' dollars and paying for drugs that are known to be both ineffective and dangerous. We just find that to be very imprudent and very unwise. If you're listening and you want to call in with a comment, or if you want to call in with a question, you can do so at 917-889-2207. You listen to Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join us on chat, again, or you can call us in at 917-889-2207. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, Sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches, and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. This is Keith Henry. Also here with me this evening, as usual, is Dr. Orit Morgan. We're both naturopathic doctors. We're discussing some of the recent news in health that has come out this week. If you're listening and you would like to call in with a question or a comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. We welcome our listeners from both here in the United States and from around the world. We realize as an online broadcast that we reach listeners around the world. We just finished discussing the role of Medicare and how they will how they've come out and said that they will continue to cover drugs even if the FDA bans them as dangerous for humans. Now, the next topic, Dr. Morgan, that I'd like to move on to is an article that came out and was found at Mercola.com, and the article talked about Tylenol and some of the issues that has occurred with Tylenol over the years. And not only that, it went on to say that I'm going to quote a quote from this article where he says, "A recent recall of over-the-counter Tylenol has left many consumers wondering whether it's safe to buy a replacement bottle or whether it's time to turn to other options. The recall is just the latest in a series of Johnson & Johnson product recalls over the past 5 years, including other formulations of Tylenol. And he goes on to give a list of some of the things that have occurred with Johnson & Johnson and some of the problems, even legal problems they've had because some of the things that they've been doing. Also, I had written an article at my blog a couple of years ago, and he mentions this also in this article, and under the headline, "What's the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States?" And actually, the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States is Tylenol. And he goes on to say, quote, "If you guess acetaminophen, which Tylenol-type products, you're absolutely right. But many people are completely unaware that Tylenol can be toxic to your liver, even at recommended doses, such as 8 extra-strength Tylenol tablets daily for a couple of weeks. Taking too much acetaminophen can lead to liver failure, liver transplant, and death, which is why the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced earlier this year that it is asking manufacturers of Tylenol and this type of drug, as well as Percocet, which contains amphetamine, to limit the maximum amount to 325 milligrams per tablet. Now, it is amazing to me that, as you said earlier, a herb such as comfrey could be all but banned from the market. And we know that for this over-the-counter drug like Tylenol, 4,000 and those that are of a similar type kill at least 4,000 people a year. And that does not even include the number that is involved with injury and who end up having to go through liver transplants as a result of taking Tylenol, and even in many cases, in the recommended dosage. And I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's very sad what is really happening as it pertains to Tylenol and other drugs. Because as we've said over and over, if this was the case with one herb, just one death, the FDA and the AMA and all these entities would get on the government's case and said, we need to ban anyone and possibly imprison anyone or fine them who sells such a supplement.
You're right. And you know, Dr. Morgan, one of the things is that we often talk about how effective our herbal remedies are, and we know that Tylenol is what's called a NSAID. Were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Tylenol is what's called a NSAID, which is non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And basically, if you stop and think about the physiology behind it, what's causing the pain typically in these areas are inflammation. And, you know, and I know for sure, as you know, you've used in the past, I'm sure, recommended, since how we've been talking about comfrey, I'm sure that you've even recommended comfrey in some cases of arthritis, have you not?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I have done it, and it has really helped a lot of people over the years. You're perfectly right.
And so we have, and as I'm thinking here, I'm looking at some of the options, because if people, you know, a lot of people take Tylenol and Percocet and some of these other anti-inflammatory drugs, over-the-counter drugs. And so we have to understand that. I think we're having a little problem there. Are you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are some very potent alternatives to this very suspect or dangerous non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, Tylenol. Then there are other ones. You have Motrin and many of the other ones that are coming out or have been out. And I'd just like to mention a couple that have anti-inflammatory natural remedies that actually have anti-inflammatory properties, but yet they don't put the person or persons in subject or make the person subject to any of the side effects, especially liver side effects. One, I'm sure that you're very familiar with, I'm sure you've used it or recommended it, is ginger.
Oh, yes, that's a very good one.
Mm-hmm. Ginger, of course, is anti-inflammatory, and it offers pain relief as well as in helping selling stomach properties. I've actually recommended ginger in severe menstrual cramp pain and ginger tea. And I've seen it stop severe menstrual cramp pain in within 20 minutes. One of the things, it can be used, fresh ginger sometimes works well steeped in boiling water as a tea or grated into even to a vegetable juice. And also curcumin, which is another substance, I guess you could say, found in turmeric. It's very, very effective for inflammation, for instance, in cases of arthritis. Do you have anything else off the top of your head that you can think immediately is good for inflammation in the organs or in the joints?
It's funny that you say that, because the other day my wife was reading something to me, Remedy, Encyclopedia, which is a book I know you quote a lot from.
Yes. Are you there, Dr. Morgan, or did we lose you? We may have lost him. We may have lost him. But he was talking about the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, which is a very good resource. And if you can get your hands on a copy of it, we highly suggest that you do so. The Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. And let us look and see if we can get Dr. Morgan back. He's coming back on now. Give us just a second here. Yes, Dr. Morgan, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Oh. Sorry about that loss for a moment. Anyhow, back to what I was saying. It's interesting that you mentioned Tylenol and it being used as a painkiller. My wife was reading an article to me, and I'll just read a little of it, but it's very eye-opening. It's in the book Natural Remedy Encyclopedia, which I know over the years you have recommended to a lot of folks to really get this book. It's a very, very good one. Which makes it so beneficial for arthritic patients. Instead, it's the huffing and puffing present by large doses of aspirin, which really control the aches, pain, and stiffness. This was suggested here yesterday by Dr. Frederick Kahn, Daniel Simmons, and Howard Weinberger of UCLA and the Los Angeles Veteran Hospitals. Physicians have long known, they said, that normal doses of aspirin won't help arthritis patients. It takes dosage of about 15 tablets a day to control the arthritic pain. But
wow.
At those doses, this aspirin produces hyperventilation, patient constant.
I think we're having a connection problem, Dr. Morgan. Can you hear us? Because we can't hear you. Dr. Morgan was actually giving us, he was reading, quoting from the book, Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. And I think we lost him again. Maybe he's having some connection problems. But we'll continue to talk about some of it until we can get him back. We'll continue to talk about some of the other natural remedies or natural alternatives to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Tylenol. Another natural remedy is Boswellia. So Boswellia is a herb which contains many specific anti-inflammatory ingredients as well, and it can be very, very it can be very, very effective. It's also used in issues of high cholesterol, and it's a very potent herb. And it's also been used to help those with rheumatoid arthritis. Now, rheumatoid arthritis, as opposed to osteoarthritis, is more of an autoimmune disease. And so, you know, it's amazing that we have that we do have an herb. I think we have Dr. Morgan back. Are you there, Dr. Morgan?
Yes.
Okay. Will you continue?
Thank you. What I was saying about Tylenol, if we take normal doses of Tylenol, and for arthritic pain, we wouldn't get any much relief. You know what we have to do? Take roughly high dosage of, say, about 15 tablets. Now, what that does is cause the body to hyperventilate. In other words, we start breathe very heavily. As a result of breathing, deep breathing that way, the body absorbs a lot of oxygen. That's what relieves the pain. It's not the Tylenol. It's not the aspirin in the Tylenol. So if we deep breathe and get enough oxygen, we can help to relieve our pain, because that's all the Tylenol is doing, right, is it allowing us to deep breathe. However, it can, in the process of doing that, it can knock out our liver or damage our liver.
That's right.
Certain herbs, like, for example, chaparral, it's a very good herb for relieving arthritic pain. Extremely good, right? And over the years, it has been used successfully for that and other reasons. Another good one is one called Boswellia.
It's interesting that you would mention that, because when we lost you, I was talking to the listeners a little bit about. I just mentioned Boswellia when you.
Okay.
But go ahead.
All right, the Boswellia, of all the herbs, I think that one is best. You know, when you talk about arthritic pain or joint pain, I'm not saying people should limit themselves to that. Many a times, a combination of herbs like the ginger you mentioned, the chaparral, the Boswellia, the comfrey, many a times that gives a very good combination. However, Boswellia is, I think, tops. Another herb that is good for pain is the white willow bark.
Right.
So,
Go ahead.
So, plainly speaking, one doesn't have to take aspirin, in order to relieve themselves of pain. One of the main reasons many people suffer pain, we are not deep breathing enough. The more oxygen we have in our body, right, in the sense of saying absorbing sufficient oxygen, is the less pain we will feel, Dr. Henry. Because many people who are sensitive to pain is because they are not deep breathing enough.
That's right. And, that seems so very simple. People typically, because it sounds so simple, something as simple as deep breathing, the people have been educated to think that I must take some drug. There has to be some drug that I must take to get relief. And so a lot of it is one of the things that we work on, that we have to do as naturopathic doctors. First and foremost, we become educators. And, once the people's minds have been educated in the right lines, it becomes very, very, a lot easier, rather, to get them to understand that just because something is more complex or has a lot of marketing dollars behind it does not necessarily mean that it's better than that which is simple.
Isn't that true? Because when we go into the store and if we see something that is very brightly colored, well packaged, we tend to believe that the value is better than something that is in black and white.
That's true. and just to make a quick point, Dr. Morgan mentioned willow bark, or white willow. Was it willow bark you mentioned?
Pardon me?
Was it willow bark that you mentioned earlier?
Willow bark.
Okay. And just to add to that is that back in the day, what the companies did was they took that white willow bark and they copied the molecular structure of it, and then they made aspirin.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so you know what happens when they do that is that you have, if you take white willow bark, you're getting the benefit that you would take, any benefit that you might would get from aspirin, right? But what's happening is that they've gone and removed the other constituents that may be in that herb put there by our creator that could have offset some of the issues in the aspirin which causes gastrointestinal bleeding.
Well, you're so right, because the main ingredient in white willow bark that they use for aspirin, or the ingredient is acetic acid. Now, yes, sure enough, the acetic acid is extremely good for stemming pain. However, when the good Lord put it in the white willow bark, it comes buffered with many other things that wouldn't damage the liver. When you remove that acetic acid and then give that body to the that chemical in the body, right? It will damage the liver because it was not made for that purpose. There were buffers that were placed in the white willow bark that would not damage the liver. So you take out the acetic acid and you add chemicals to it, and then call that aspirin, call that Tylenol, whatever you choose to call it. It is very damaging to the liver.
Now, you are here listening to Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. I am Dr. Henry, and here with me this evening discussing some of the weeks in some of the information that came out this week in Natural News. We're discussing on our Sunday afternoon edition and Blue Zone Wellness, and if you're interested in calling in, you can do so at 917-889-2207. Or if you have a question or comment, you can join us at blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness, and you can chat with us, and you can ask a question, or if not, you can just listen, or you can call in or make a comment. But we'll be right back after this message, and we will go into our final article on what we think, which may be one of God's most potent superfoods that He's given to man. In other words, it's not a doubt. It's not in question whether or not is it maybe, but it actually is. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, Sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry, ND, also with Dr. Orette Morgan, who also hosts with me on Sunday evenings when we talk about the week in natural news. And we just finished talking about some of the pain-killing alternatives to Tylenol. Did you have something to add or something else to say, Dr. Morgan, with regard to that?
Yeah, I'd just like to say this, Dr. Edward, to our audience. I know you know this well, but I'm saying this to our audience that, yes, Tylenol or any aspirin, right, is stronger than the white willow bark or the boswellia or the ginger that we mentioned. However, if a person is on a good diet, they exercise, they make sure they deep breathe and sit up properly. You know, we tend to sit in a hunch position today. I remember growing up as a child, the teacher would teach us and instruct us to sit properly, and we never get away with slumping. So if the person deep breathe, regularly, I am convinced, and as the report would show, that such a person, if they have pain, they could use the white willow bark 9 out of 10 cases and get rid of their pain. The fact that they are following a healthy lifestyle would cause them to have less pain. And the fact that they are deep breathing, that would give them enough oxygen that they wouldn't need, in most cases, the Tylenol or the aspirin that will damage their liver. So with healthy lifestyle, and along with deep breathing, and with the use of the simple herbs like ginger, boswellia we mentioned, and the others, they could use something of that nature without having to turn to Tylenol 9 out of 10 cases.
That's so true. And if you're just joining us or if you didn't hear what we were talking about early on in the last segment, we were talking about a recent study that just came out this week that talked about many of the people, because of so many of the issues with Tylenol, not only issues of liver toxicity, but other issues even just with the quality of the product and some of the criminality, and we didn't go into all of that, but some of the criminality of Johnson & Johnson, the makers and manufacturers of Tylenol, many people are becoming more and more wary. But just as a point of interest, it is the number one cause of liver failure in the United States is the taking of acetaminophen, or which is the number one or the active ingredient in drugs such as Tylenol and Percocet and some of the other ones. And so, the first time that I came that I was made aware of this, it was one of those those news shows like Nightline or MSNBC something. They did a big story on it. And I had no idea that so many people were suffering, were dying every year from Tylenol. And it, I mean, like 4,000 people a year. And that doesn't even include the number of people who suffer from liver damage every year. And again, as we talked about before, we as naturopathic doctors will always recommend, first and foremost, as a basis or a backbone, is a healthy lifestyle. And then, if necessary, we can add supplements or some of these things that myself and Dr. Morgan have mentioned so far this evening that we've been talking about, such as boswellia and ginger and some of these other herbs that can be used, white willow bark, some of these other herbs that can be used to help with inflammation, i.e. pain. Now, this last article is also talked about on Mercola.com, and it talked about some of the awesome benefits of spirulina. The article was asking the question, is it one of nature's perfect foods that the Creator has given us? And it's interesting, Dr. Mercola in the article says, quote, although you will often hear the term blue-green algae, spirulina and its kin are actually cyanobacteria, and which are classified as bacteria because their genetic material is not organized in a membrane-bound nucleus. Unlike other bacteria, however, they have chlorophyll and use the sun as an energy source in the way plants and algae do. And as he goes on, he goes on to give some amazing benefits. He talks about how one of the special traits of spirulina is it's very rich in protein content. Its protein content is 50 to 70% protein by weight. And not only that, it contains all of the essential amino acids. It grows wild in the lakes of Mexico as well as all over the African continent. It actually grows all over the world. It's harvested all over the world. And it's interesting that it is regarded by many practitioners as being as one of what we call, quote, superfoods. And he goes on in talking about some of the other benefits of it. He said that spirulina consistently boasts an amazing protein level of 60% on average, even better than red meat, which is about 27% protein. Now, Dr. Morgan, you and I both know, because we both advocate a strict vegetarian plant-based, or what we would call a vegan diet. And when oftentimes people, again, because of marketing and because of miseducation, people often ask the question, if you don't eat flesh, where in the world can you get your protein, right?
Yes, yes, they do that,
And we could just take one, quote, superfood that the Creator's given us, like spirulina. And spirulina alone, according to the research, boasts an amazing protein level of 60% on average. Again, even better than red meat, which is about 27% protein. And not only that, spirulina's protein is biologically complete, containing all of the essential amino acids needed for the human health without all of the damaging parts of protein that you would get from eating flesh meat.
That is true.
He also points out some of the remedies, some of the nutrients that is contained in spirulina. It includes B vitamins, including exceptionally high levels of B12. It has vitamin K, as well as other vitamins. It's naturally rich in iodine. It has calcium, iron, magnesium, selenium, manganese, potassium, and zinc. It's also one of the best-known sources of gamma-linolenic acid. I know I've had cases with people with MS, and when you look at the research with people with MS or multiple sclerosis, they tend to have very, very, very low levels of GLA, or they tend to be deficient in GLA, or gamma-linolenic acid. And he also points out in the article that it's very, 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 it's been used very, very effectively by in a complete program by natural practitioners to help age-related macular degeneration, which is affiliated closely with type 2 diabetes. It's been used very, very effectively for that. It's been used very, very effectively for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is also connected to cardiovascular disease, including hypertension. It's been used very, very effectively by natural practitioners for neurodegenerative disorders such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And it's very interesting that it is, and again, as you and I both know, there is no such thing in and of itself as a cure-all, even in the natural world. And I think
right.
You agree with me with that. And I would just like to let the listeners know, no matter what type of marketing you may hear, even about herbal and natural remedies, and I'm sure Dr. Morgan will agree with me on this, people who actually practice natural medicine, and they're not just market products, but those of us who actually practice it know all too well that there's never any one nutrient or any one herb or any one supplement, no matter how good they claim it is, that is a cure-all. Will you agree with that, Dr. Morgan?
I agree with you, Dr. Henry. And as practitioners, profit is not what we look at, because we are not product pushers, right? We look at the what's in the best interest of the person regaining or maintaining their health. Therefore, we know, and we've said over the years that, as you said, there is no cure-all supplement out there, right? And to add to that, no matter how good a supplement is in helping to reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, or anything of that nature, right, unless it is used within the scope of healthy lifestyle, right, we are just wasting our time eventually. Sure, it might give us some help for a while, but down the road there, it's going to get to the point that our body is like become immune to that herb, and it has no much effect in helping us.
That's right. And so just as an aside to our listeners, whenever you hear us talking about an herb or a supplement, which there are some very good ones out there, but these herbs and supplements, and we both teach and practice that these must be used in conjunction with an entire overall healthy lifestyle. And we often talk about the laws of health. And these laws of health consist of trusting God, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance. And these are the foundation. These are the backbone of any healthy program. I had a person come into the office this week, a lady, who had she's had pituitary tumors. And she had one, and she had it removed, surgically removed. And then she had another one that returned, and she had it surgically removed also. And so when she came into the office this week, I sent her an assessment form to fill out before she arrived. And after reviewing the assessment form, I told her at the very beginning, I said, let's get right to the root of the problem. I said, your problem is that you are suffering from toxic emotions. And she looked at me stunned. She'd never heard of such. She'd gone to two neurosurgeons and other practitioners. And as I explained to her that when you address the health of the body, you must address it physically, spiritually, and mentally/emotionally, because there's such a close relationship between the three. And so, if she is stressing, which was pretty much what was going on, chronic stress, chronic issues, that lifestyle issues, not handling stress well, stressing out, depression, these things will create an acid condition in the body. It will deplete your pituitary gland and many other organs of your body of the necessary nutrients, and it will cast you in to a state of sickness, mental, physical, and otherwise. And so this is why when you hear Dr. Morgan and I talk about these things, we do not advocate talking about any or rather there's any cure-all. And because I see that I tell you, time runs out so fast here, we're going to have to increase these shows here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
We're down to about 3 minutes. But in this article on spirulina, he goes on to talk about the details of, for instance, I'll talk about this before we close out on this particular article. He talks about how spirulina has been used in regard to type 2 diabetes and how it's been shown to reduce systemic inflammation. And he points out how insulin resistance has come to be associated with the state of systemic low-grade inflammation. It favorably alters your lipid profile by reducing serum triglycerides and increasing your HDL, that's your good cholesterol. It also improves your vasodilation in those who are obese as a result of high fructose diets, which has benefits for diabetics as well as for those with hypertension and cardiovascular disease. So we don't have time to go into some of the other things of how spirulina in and of itself is effective, but it can be added to an overall health program as also, and not just spirulina. You may want to also add other supplements or herbs, as we talked about earlier, as Dr. Morgan mentioned. As good as Boswellia is, he also mentioned we mentioned ginger, we mentioned a few other herbs there that are good for pain. And as we talked about, when you can deal with the underlying inflammation, you typically deal with the pain without a problem. Now, Dr. Morgan, we're down to about a minute and a half, roughly. Do you have anything else to comment on before we run out of time here?
Yes, I will encourage our listeners to educate themselves. Education in the sense of not talking about going back to school and specializing in this, but just take books on health, that kind of education. It's empowerment, right? It is a way of building your future and having the good health for the future. Sure, the doctors of the future are here. Dr. Henry and myself, we are some of those doctors, but you can be your best doctor by educating yourself.
This is so true. And if you take your own health into your hands, you can do far more for yourself than any doctor can do, because you may come to us and we can tell you, okay, do this, this, and this. But when you leave, if you refuse to follow those steps, if you refuse to educate yourself, then you're none the better. So in one sense, you are the best doctor. You are your best doctor by far. And so, again, thank you for joining us. Again, we intend by the grace of God to be here again next week. Again,
yeah.
Talking about the week in natural news, we'll look at three or four new subjects that came out during the week. We encourage you to join us again. We encourage you to tell others about this program. And as our listenership grows, we will probably have more frequent shows. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week, and we hope and pray that you will have a good week. Goodbye, and take care.
God bless. Bye-bye.